Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're continuing with the chapter of loving somebody for the sake of Allah Ta'ala and encouraging it and informing the one who a person loves and what to say him when informing him. In other words, you love someone for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, what should we tell that person? And when we're telling that person that we love him for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, what words should be used at that time to tell him that you love him for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? So today's hadith, عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ثلاث من كن فيه وجد بهن حلاوة الإيمان أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما وأن يحب المرأة لا يحبه إلا الله وأن يكره أن يعود في الكفر بعد أن أنقذه الله منه كما يكره أن يقذف في النار متفق عليه. هذا أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that if three qualities are found in a person, he will experience the sweetness of Iman. The three qualities, if they are found in one person, in any person, then this person will experience the sweetness of Iman. What is these three qualities? The first is that Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are more beloved to him than everything else. Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are more beloved to him than anything else. We'll explain this thing just now. The second thing is that he loves a person only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. And the third is that he detests returning to kufr, to disbelief, which Allah Ta'ala, after Allah Ta'ala rescued him. In other words, this person was a non-Muslim. He now accepted Islam. He detests going back to kufr, like how he detests being cast into a fire. Nobody likes to be put into a fire. A person is averse to it. A person doesn't like it. Nobody in his sane mind wants to be put into a fire. Like how he hates to be put into a fire. After a person accepts Iman, he brings Iman, he hates to go back to kufr. So what are these three things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to? The first one is that person that Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are more beloved to him. Qadi Baydawi rahmatullah alayhi, he explains that this is referring to intellectual love. Intellectual love means, a good example is a person who is sick. He doesn't want to take the medication, but in his mind he knows that this medicine is good for me. Because this medicine is good for me, he knows it and he takes it. So like that, person sometimes, tabi'i tor par, in other words, natural, instinctively, a person may have love for his children, may have love for his grandchildren. And this may appear to be that he loves them more than he loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He loves Allah Ta'ala. It can appear like that. They're so close to him, a person's wife, people who are close, it may appear to him. But intellectually he knows that Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes first. He's got that level of love, then this person experiences the sweetness of Iman. In other words, it's time for Salah. Sometimes a person thinks that, do I really love Allah Ta'ala more? Do I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than everyone else? The good test will be, now is the time for Salah. Am I leaving all these people? Am I leaving my grandchildren, leaving my wife, leaving family, those people that are close, and am I proceeding to the masjid? And this is a sign that he has more love for Allah Ta'ala than even these people. So therefore a person shouldn't lose hope. Allah Ta'ala is so great. Intellectually in his mind also he knows it, because the person doesn't control his heart. Anyway, so this is the first thing, that all the time a person keeps Allah Ta'ala in front, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front. Anything is happening, any occasion in the home is happening, or a person is out on safar, is on journey, wherever he is, he looks to see what is his desire, and he looks to see what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do in this situation. Was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam extravagant? Was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam simple? What did Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam choose for himself? What did he choose for his family? Am I choosing these things? Then he knows, or am I choosing these things for myself also? Person thinks like this, and he knows he has love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than he has love for himself also. Anyway, this was the first part of the hadith. The next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, that this person, the first is this person is, Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beloved to him than anything else. The second is that he loves a person only for the sake of Allah. Person loves another person only for the sake of Allah. In the beginning we said, what words should he use? So the words that come in the hadith, person should say, uhibbuka fillah, that I love you fillah. In other words, for the sake of Allah. So he's expressing his love for the sake of Allah. Sometimes we feel shy to say it. Once we were in Jamaat in Palestine, nearly every single person that we met there, Before the person could even start talking, if there were four or five people, each one will say, "Uhibbuka fillah, uhibbuka fillah, uhibbuka fillah," before they even start speaking. In other words, they're explaining to you that we love you for the sake of Allah. We love you for the sake. It was nothing that they felt shy for. Now this is a thing, a person says it also, it creates love also, and also we are taught in the hadith that this is how you express your love for someone. That I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, there's no ulterior motives. My motive is only to love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing, we said that a person detests returning to kufr, like how he detests being cast into a fire. As the Mawlana Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullahi alayhi would explain, that when we come across these type of ahadith, that a person gets the sweetness of iman. He would explain it so nicely. Sometimes he would say that you don't think that this is something that is, just far-fetched, something that is, when talk about sweetness of iman, this is something that's just an imagination, or it's just some type of explanation that someone is given. He would say that this is a real sweetness of iman that you get. And then he would give an example. He would ask that which sarbat you can drink when you are fasting, and that sarbat won't break your fast. So he would ask his friends that which sarbat you can drink while you're fasting. So everyone will get surprised. They'll think that every sarbat you drink, you will break your fast. Then he'll say that sarbat of the sweetness of iman, that sarbat of the sweetness of Allah Ta'ala's name, the sweetness of zikr. Then he would explain that this is a physical sweetness. Don't think that it's some far-fetched thing. It's a physical sweetness. You can actually feel that sweetness in your mouth also. That when you take one gulp of whatever is in your mouth, you can feel that sweetness. Yesterday one person phoned me. He says he's got a habit of reading approximately 3,000 to 5,000 durood before Fajr namaz every night. That is his habit. So he's telling me also, I can't explain to you what sweetness I experience. So these things are real things. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that if a person has these qualities, he will experience the sweetness of iman. We shouldn't think this is just some type of imagination. These are realities. May Allah Ta'ala bring it into our lives. Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq. This is not a small thing. All the time we should see what is the command of Allah, we are obeying it. What is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are happy to fulfill it. This is a sign that we love Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.